What is good? What is good? What is good, everyone? We're out here dropping another podcast for you guys here in the Blue Capital office.
You see it.
You see it. So, the subject that we're going to touch base on, right? Emotion.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one so you can elaborate. And how do you feel when you have emotions when it comes to trading?
I mean, I think every trader at the beginning, the biggest problem they have, it's not reading charts or deciding whether to get into this.
Yeah.
It's once they actually start understanding a little bit of what Forex is as far as trading goes, the number one thing that everybody has a problem with is emotion. You might see drawdown for a while, hurry up and get out and try and save yourself some money before you think it might hit stop loss, but yet there have been times where a trade may come 1-2 pips away from stop loss and then completely go in the correct direction. So those stop losses are supposed to be set for a specific reason because it's what you're willing to risk. And you can't look at dollar amounts. You know, when you're looking at the dollars, yeah, it's easy to get wrapped up in how you're feeling because you might see that red for a few hours, maybe even a day or so.
Yeah.
And you know, then it's your emotion takes over. It's like, oh my gosh, I need to get out. Boom. And then you look at your phone, you look at MT4, and you're like, well, I should have stayed in. So then you're in regret. Right? So the number one thing that I've found with an emotion is a lot of times when traders are heavily involved with worrying, it's because they've over leveraged.
Yeah.
You know, so emotion can go from anywhere from being brand new to just looking at a trade and just completely over leveraging. And the way I see it is that if you're worried about a trade, you're probably over leveraged.
Yeah.
You know,
and so I really feel like, especially when like beginners, like, you know, like, especially if they like observe from like everyone else of what they accomplish, right? And I feel like it's very important for like, just like as a beginner to stay in your own lane when it comes to emotions, like, right? So it's natural for any new person to be very excited for what that person accomplished. Like, people don't know the trials and errors and emotions behind it.
Right.
You know, so like, I feel like for like the beginner's point of view is to actually react on your own account and focus in your own lane and react to your losses the right way. Not from like, you know, people have all different stories of how they handle emotions, right? And then that becomes very crucial. So if you focus on your own account and knowing how to handle the losses, if you're using risk management, because majority of the time people are over leveraging, as you said, and that's completely understandable. But the emotion is really like the biggest part.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Like, especially if you want to hold on to a trade setup for a long time, you know, the emotion is going to be like, all right, should I hold on to this trade? You know, is it going to kick me out? Is it going to, you know, take my whole account red? And that's the color that we really don't like to see, right? So, like, especially if, you know, we're trading in a loan session and we're, like, we're in heavy profits and then people just forget to put their stop profit or, you know, their trailing stop loss. And then they wake up and they're completely red. So, and then it comes back to having a skill set, you know, could I make this again? And then you start self-talking, which is plays a very crucial role when it comes to having emotions. So, like, you know, you don't want to sound crazy if you're actually talking back, you know, and then that's a whole nother crazy. But but if you actually are, like, self-talking to yourself, you know, that you will get through this, you know, like, I got this. Like, you know, that is really going to be the most crucial part, so.
Right. So, we, I mean, we know that you're not going to win every single trade.
Yeah.
You're not going to profit, right? So you always want to set yourself up for the best opportunity to continue trading. So if you take 10 trades, as long as you're winning 6 and you go 6-4, you're going to be profiting that whole week. Right. So, I mean, for me, when it comes to over leveraging, I mean, there are times I've been an over leveraged king here and there. I've taken my losses.
Yeah, we all have done it.
Right. Like, you know, you see that great setup, and then it's like, well, okay, I didn't expect this much drawdown.
Yeah.
I mean, then you end up seeing blue later on, but those few hours, you're sweating bullets, right? So, I mean, there's ways that you can, you know, deal with it. There's certain things, techniques that you can do on your own.
Yeah.
Me personally, what I might do if I'm looking at a setup, I might set my stop loss personally where a normal retail trader might go 30 to 50 pips.
Yeah.
I might go 60 to 70 because if I'm willing to risk 60 to 70 pips on a stop loss, then I can't over leverage. Otherwise I'm going to blow my account right before it even touches and then goes right back the correct way. Mm-hmm. You know? So if I'm in a sell, it might go all the way up, hit 66 pips and then just bottom out and drop. Well, if I'm over leveraging, then I might margin out, you know? So there's certain techniques. I think the biggest thing is for people to actually take losses and see that, you know what, if I'm going 0-5 or 0-10, I might need to jump back to demo for a while. I might need to practice a little more.
Yeah.
And understanding loss sizes, understanding all the aspects of what you're getting into is huge before you actually start trading live.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, you have your opportunity to over leverage, or you have your opportunity to not understand what a lot size is or how lot sizes works on indice pairs compared to basic Forex pairs or crypto, right? So a 0.01 is not the same for everything, you know? So understanding those aspects, I think, is huge. But kind of throwing it back to the last episode, when we have new beginning traders that come in, they see the money that's being made, and they're like, I want to do this in a day.
Yeah.
So there you have with your over-leveraging. So there are times, you know, I mean, I think we all have our stories.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, mine was a crypto story that really, you know, taught me really quickly, you know, as far as, over-leveraging is not a good idea.
Yeah, like, and that is, like, the most hardest part. Like, especially, you know, I could speak behalf of myself. Like, I think the last month of June was completely, like, the worst month for me of trading. You know, and, you know, even though I've been trading for a long time, but, like, the emotions do kick in, you know, just like any average person. So, like, you start doubting yourself, you know, you start questioning yourself that, why did I get into this entry? Like, why did I not journal more of my trade setups? Was I revenge trading? You know, like, and then you start doubting your skill set that, all right, that I lost, you know, for example, like 20, 40, 60K.
Mm-hmm.
Could I, you know, with what I've done in the past, I could do it again, right? So you start, you know, accumulating a lot of doubt. And then when it comes to a whole new week and you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Now, mind is clear, but really, that's still in the back of your mind, you know? And that is a problem when it comes to a lot of, you know, that people are trading, is that you need to close your laptop, close your Mac or wherever device that you're looking at on the charts and go do something else. You got to clear your mind. Like, you honestly got to, like, refresh. You got to do something that's not related to trading. It's not related to anything about investing, you know? So then you could come back like you're learning it all over again. So then that doubt in the back of your mind becomes a very clear conscience. So and then you become more of a shark. You know, attacking the charts, looking for great setups and letting the market play itself, because when people are rushing into it and then they try to revenge trade and, you know, they have all the emotions behind it, you lose all of your confirmations. You're not looking at the charts, you know, you're actually trading before you even looking at the charts. You're just like, oh yeah, all right, it looks like it's a great low high position and you're getting in. But you're not really looking at the overall picture, allowing the market to move, focusing on the trading sessions on Pacific pairs. So, like, just clearing your mind. Just take yourself away from trading, then come back, because the market is still going to be there. And like I always like to say, you know, we're trying to rob the government.
Right.
You know, like, that's just my thing, you know. Try to rob the government all 2019. And the most important thing is that, you know, the government is going to be making money, or you're going to be making money regardless.
Right.
So, like, you're really not losing. It's always going to be there.
So, two questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
How long, how long did it take for you to get rid of your emotion?
That's a very good question. It took me, like, a year and a half. Because, yeah, you know, you're getting into a trade. That's the most easiest thing, you know. Placing a trade, you know, profiting, you know, you're losing, But then you actually sit to yourself that after you're winning, you know, a couple of good trades, you know, you start to think deeper, you know, mm-hmm. like, yeah, I could, if I did this or, you know, increase my loss size, this could have been so much bigger of a return, right? Mm-hmm. We always have that in the back of our mind. But and that's when I realized that this is not for people that want to play checkers. These are for people that are looking for a life change and want to play the game of chess.
Yep.
So we're looking and strategizing every move that we're doing.
Right.
And when you're thinking about it, you're like, all right, emotion, this is really going to come in. You know, how do I separate myself from the next person that wants to learn this skill set? When I become to a level where I feel like I could teach, I have credibility, you know, I've made the returns that people wish to have, right? Then it becomes very, very simple because now you're like, all right, I've dealt with all the trials and errors. You know, mm-hmm. I had my losses. I handled my losses. I'm proud. I could be transparent in showing my losses, mm-hmm. you know, and that speaks volumes. So when you're able to feel like you can control your emotions, just like, yeah, no one could touch you because it's you, the charts, and what you could make. And that's it. No one else. Doesn't matter what the other person accomplished or what that person lost, you know, or you're comparing yourself to the next person. It's just you, the charts, and what you could gain. And you're not looking at it from how much money you can make. You know, you're treating this as a career. You treat this serious, you get serious results. You treat this as a side hustle, it'll be a side hustle results.
Right.
And that's it.
So the second question, what is it that you may do when you're seeing heavy drawdown or you're understanding yeah. that you might have like a bad entry. So
yeah.
when your emotions kind of get involved,
yeah.
what are things that you may do?
Oh, this is a really good question because, you know, for people that have known me and that have hopped on Zoom calls with me, and I was like, yeah, if we're getting to entry and we're in heavy drawdown. I think I can remember this. This was actually like less than 7 months ago. I was trading GJ and I got in for a sell, right? So I had two $10 lots and it went up for 150 pips. I was just watching it. I was like, wow, like my account size is hella red. So I was like, man. So I kept thinking to myself, you know, because I don't like to think like as a follower. Like I like to think that I am a leader and I want to lead by example, right? So when I'm seeing my account going from 5K, 10K, 20K, it was at 35K. And I was like, wow. So you know what? I had a big smile on my face. And I think I probably even showed this to you too. I'm like, look, man, I'm like 35K negative.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a feeling with my analysis, like I believed in where this trend was going, right? So after seeing all that, I smiled while my whole account was red. Didn't look at my phone. Then the next 2 days, right? So it was consolidating for a bit. The next 2 days, see it coming down heavy, 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 and then and some. So I'm like, man, I'm so glad I did not close out because like that became very, very funny because a lot of people in that moment would have just like, yeah, I'm done.
Right.
Forget this, like, you know. But like, and that's when I realized, you know, I could swallow this, you know, being heavy drawdown. You know, not a lot of people can. And that is where you become a swing trader. And that's what I love. Like, I love, you know, the excitement behind it. When something could be negative, it comes into positive. It's just like, damn.
So you're riding
the
wave.
I could have lost money, but I could have made money at the same time. You know, so you're playing both sides. So, man, when it hits, it's a beautiful thing.
What percentage of new traders do you think get into the Forex industry based on actual emotion?
A lot, especially when people are posting results, you know, like people don't show, you know, the time or you don't see enough people like showing you why they entered, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people have, you know, Telegram groups, they have Signal groups, and you know, a lot of people, you know, probably are busy, and that's realistic. You know, not everyone could hop on a computer and break down a chart. And trading is not hard, but it implies a lot of work, right? So, and that's where we're seeing a lot for beginner traders. You know, they would say like, yeah, I made this and cash these pips, or take a picture of a blank chart and say that they know how to break down that chart, but then you put them on the spot, they don't know.
Right.
You know, they wouldn't tell you if this is a head and shoulders, this is a low high position, you know, did it break this minor support that became a new resistance? Like, you know, you're not hearing the typical terms behind giving an analysis, you know, to the public, seeing why you got into that trade setup. And if I feel like more beginners actually start focusing on that instead of just, you know, becoming signal takers, or, you know, people that just like to, you know, float or, you know, brag how much they made, you know, it doesn't show any value or lack of education behind that.
I agree. The reason I ask that is because I tend to, you know, speak to people.
Yeah.
They, you know, hey, Forex, this, that, the other, you know, what, again, the question, mm-hmm. how much do you make, this, that, and the other, right? And they don't, like you said, they don't understand the work that's behind it. Yeah. So I'm fully into this over a year now, mm-hmm. and there are times I still have emotion.
Yeah.
What was it? Perfect example, yesterday, I'm in the gold trade,
mm-hmm.
and I just absolutely got so sick of waiting that I ended up getting out of it, and literally 10 minutes later, I was in a sell.
Yeah.
I got out with no loss. But then it just dropped.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, damn it. Why mm-hmm. did I do that?
Yeah.
You know? So there are still times that I end up even having my own emotion within trades.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been able to control them a lot better. And that's where, like you're saying, trusting your own analysis, spending time on the charts, understanding the way that certain pairs move, understanding values, everything kind of goes along with it as far as the major aspects of actual trading. When you understand those, you can control it a lot better,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then working at your own pace. I think a lot of emotion comes into play because people get excited.
Yeah.
They get excited when they see, for instance, your Instagram with the recording where you had 150K, right? Mm-hmm. Everybody, 150K, 150K, you know what? But it took this long.
Yeah.
There were wins and there were L's before that, you know, and not just lessons, but losses and money, right? Mm-hmm. We've all had them. You know, like I said, mine was a crypto where I was like, oh, my gosh, I have a 1.2 on a $1,500 account on crypto, not understanding what loss sizes were. And I lost $1,000 in 20 minutes,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, I mean, stuff like that happens, you know. So, but I was only in the game for like a month and a half. Yeah. I didn't take the time to, I just jumped into it, you know, in the deep end. Mm-hmm. I didn't get my floaties on or my training wheels or anything. I just jumped in the deep end and here I went.
Yeah.
Which is not recommended. I mean, the best thing is to do is to go through it and learn it, but learn it at a pace.
Yeah.
You know, if you learn it at a pace, you take your time with it, you're not worried about what the next person is doing, which can be difficult because everybody wants to keep up with the Joneses. They want to keep up with everybody that's doing it. And someone mm-hmm. might understand it a lot more, a lot quicker than what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, there's thousands of traders that probably understood this in a couple of weeks when it took me, you know, a few months.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to work at your own pace. You have to understand where your learning level is at and then just take your time. The market's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's going to be there.
Yeah.
And like I said at the beginning, you always want to set yourself up to be able to trade tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'd rather be able to take 50 trades using small lot sizes rather than two trades and blow my account extremely quickly where mm-hmm. I have to turn around and add more money to my account.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so understanding the leverage portion, I think is huge. And then, yeah, seeing those losses is important too.
Yeah.
When you see them, you learn. You mm-hmm. know, we don't necessarily call losses. I call them lessons. I will always say that.
Yeah.
Because whatever I did this time and I hit stop loss or whatever it may be, I'm not doing that again. Yeah, you know, or do whatever I can not to do it again. I can't control the market.
That's
but.
Really true because, like, I used to, like, when I made what I made and smashing 100K, you know, multiple times in the whole month of December and January, I wasn't really excited, you know, like, to the outside world, you know. Like, I actually composed my emotion because I already expected that. I already foreseen that, you know. I already knew that this was going to happen. And I always talk to myself that, you know, when I did accomplish it, how are you going to handle that excitement? How are you going to handle that composure at that moment when people are reacting for you of what you have accomplished, right? But that's where the humble factor still remains and kicks in. So that's why I was just like, you know what? I could be like everyone else and down talk and say like blah, 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 you know, not working for anyone is a bad idea. Or I could be that person that could be, all right, I've been here before. I'm a leader. I'm going to envision this, and I'm going to set an example for other people that do accomplish it, and I want people to accomplish it. I don't want to be the only one, you know, that able to accomplish it. Like, no. You know, that becomes not fun at all. So when I did that and then testing my skill set, it was like a learning process at the same time as I was climbing. And then I did it again, and I was like, awesome. So how far could I go? How could I stretch my skill set to the next level? You know, and not being cocky, but very, very confident. And that showed me like a lot of who I am as a person, dealing with that kind of intense emotion behind it, using very, very high lot size, you know, that I never thought I was able to do. And it was just like, okay, this is shaping me to be a better person. And that's how I kind of really look at from the emotion when it comes to trading, because you're growing and you're becoming more wise, you know, from all the losses, holding trades, closing those trades, and actually withdrawing and handling that emotion that you made this. Like, you know, this could have been someone else's monthly or weekly paycheck or yearly salary. So dealing with that emotion and keeping that humble factor is so, so important, because the moment that you lose sight of that, you become lost.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you touched on that. So taking a step back, you kind of flipped the script on the emotion standpoint, because we were talking about it from a negative standpoint for most of this time here. But emotion can also be a good thing in the sense when you're seeing blue.
Yeah, of course.
That you have to control that as well, because you might see a day that, I mean, I remember my first day that I made 2K in a day, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, what the heck just happened? I'm over here excited. And for a quick 5 minutes, I'm thinking, oh, what am I going to do with this? Because tomorrow I can do the same thing. Tomorrow I can do the same thing. No. Yeah. I had to quickly ground myself and say, you know what? As quickly as I made this, it can even be taken away just as quickly. So tomorrow's another day. Just because you may have, you know, succeeded one day doesn't mean that you're going to succeed the next day. So you have to keep that ego in check. You have to keep those emotions in check and not let even the success get to you. So, which is something that I admire in yourself, because even from those days, I mean, I was a part of seeing that every time that happened throughout the month of December. That was an exciting month. You know, getting those text messages, boom, check this out. You still kept composure.
Yeah.
You know, I might have been like, oh my gosh, look at this. 16 years old, man. Oh, what are you doing? That's crazy. But your response is, well, I'm going to get into another trade. I got to do it again. So keeping yourself on that track, I think, and keeping yourself grounded, I think is huge.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, granted, I would love to do the 100K, you know, and I dream for those days, but I got to witness it. And at least tell myself now that should that day come, I know how to handle myself now, being able to see somebody go through it. You know? So I think that's huge.
And that just was like showing the reason why I was doing all that. It was just showing what was impossible possible. Because to me, in my opinion, I just got tired of seeing goals. And it's just like, all right, let's apply that goal. Let's make it happen, you know? And when you make it happen, what are you going to do in that scenario, you know? And that just defines everything in that moment. And now, like, people are trying to do it and people are accomplishing it, even if it's, like, just trading normal currency pairs. And it's very possible, you know? So, you know, once you grow that account, you start risking a little bit more, and it just becomes even more fun, and then you start accomplishing your goals sooner than you know it.
Yep.
And then that emotion is just, it's bad.
Well, and I kind of keep a rule in my own mind that I learned from day one, and that is, if you're willing to lose it, you have to be willing to make it up, like you said earlier, right? So that replays in my mind all the time when I'm looking at my phone, and you know, I might be in heavy drawdown. Mm-hmm. There might be sometimes if I am over leveraging just because I saw a perfect setup,
yeah,
and you know, it turns into a possible fake out, right? Well, you know, I might end up getting out early, but that's because I'm not willing to overspend and over lose, because I want to be able to make up less money from my losses the next day, you know. So, but that requires, in the sense of even like scalping, that requires you looking at your phone every 5 minutes.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah.
So I at some point, I mean, there's a lot of times I'll be sitting there at work, or even at home, whatever I'm doing, and I want to put my phone down, and you know, I'll do some yard work, whatever it may do, and I'll come back to it, and everything flips. It's definitely good when you see that. You know, but there are times where I might be sweating bullets, like, oh my gosh, I need to look at this every couple minutes.
Yeah, you know, and that doesn't hurt, you know, because, like, what I'm really trying to say is that it shows that your passion behind it. Like, you know, like, you are having something that's working for you on a small device. If it's on your computer, awesome. And it's working, you know, and seeing that blue color, it's, you know, it's just my favorite color. It makes me happy, you know, to show, like, even our older, you know, siblings or even our parents, and showing what is possible. And it's like, they probably will still won't understand at that moment, but it's just like, look, like that excitement, that thrill, you know, entering a trade, you know, closing it and seeing your return, and you are actually in control of what you're making.
Right.
And that becomes
the funny thing for me, like, is when I'm sitting here talking to people and that know that I'm in Forex and I'm in live trades.
Yeah.
What was it? I was actually showing one of my colleagues, I want to say it was Ripple, and I think it was like end of last week, middle last week. And it went from a drawdown of like $15 for me all the way to 180.
Yeah.
Like that. It was crazy. And so I'm showing my colleague this, and I'm like, here, you wanted to see what happens in the market. Here you go. And the first thing he said, he's like, dude, how the hell do you deal with it?
Yeah.
How the hell do you deal with it? You know what? Time. Time allows you to deal with it. The energy you put into this allows you to deal with it. And you know what? Past losses allow you to deal with it because you know what to expect. And then all of a sudden I'm getting into my car. I went from $180 negative to positive 140 like that in the span of like 10 minutes. And I'm like, well, see, so I trusted myself to stay in it, not worry about it. But you know, it can be difficult sometimes. And the outside public doesn't necessarily understand that. And it's like, really, how can you do this? And when you feel that sense of accomplishment where you're like, I can deal with this, then at that point, you're probably ready for the next step. You're ready to start working on better entries. And even possibly when you can get those sniper entries and those perfect entries, you can over leverage at times. You know, there's a wrong time and a right time to do it.
Yeah.
But when you get to that right time and you can do it consistently, it's the most wonderful feeling in the world. You know, so seeing, like you said, seeing all that blue, that favorite color, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Man, it's, nothing beats it. So, and once you start seeing the cumulative wins that you're actually getting, becomes very, very simple.
Right.
You know, and you start building up, it's like building up a resume into your own trading portfolio. So, and then you start to not feel emotion. You just start to know, what are my confirmations? You know, why am I getting into this trade? And then you start breaking down those barriers, and then it starts clicking. That's it.
Well, I think we all have stories. We can all say experiences, stories, etc. But my whole point of even telling my personal stories with it is because I want people to know that anybody that's getting into the industry, I want them to know that everybody goes through this.
Yeah.
You know, just because they may see me on Zoom or see me in person, or, you know, just like yourself, see you in person, like, oh my gosh, you're Ken. You're the Forex trader. Oh my gosh, Mike, you're with Blue Capital. Yeah. But you know what? There were steps to get here. Yeah. I was in your shoes not long ago. And in fact, there are times I'm still there.
Yeah.
So, just like, you know, keeping it on a humble tip, everybody goes through it. Everybody, you know, loses. Everybody wins. So it's just a matter of staying dedicated to it and understanding that you're not in this alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is somebody that went through the exact same thing as you, if not worse.
Yep. Yeah, so, and that's major facts, because a lot of people feel like, oh, I'm struggling. Guess what? Like, we all struggled. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there's not one single person that got it in one single day, you know, depending on how determined that person was, but like, we all went through it. So like, you feeling like you're not getting, it's not clicking, it might take years, but this is a skill set that's not going anywhere anytime soon, you know. And worst case scenario, we go into war, you could still participate in trading in it. And that's the most beautiful thing about it. Like, no one is giving you a label or your cap of how much you could make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just having that emotion to actually take this very seriously. And once you take it seriously, you know, you are going to have life-changing income.
Yep.
And that becomes a whole nother topic that we could talk about, but
no, absolutely, absolutely. Like I said, we can always talk about stories and this, that, and the other all day. I mean, like I said, I thoroughly enjoy Forex. I enjoy trading. I enjoy there are times I enjoy the emotion because it's a little bit of a ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that extra feeling in my mind. Like I always say, watching the charts kind of cures my ADD. Even though I don't have ADD, it kind of feels like I do, because I'm like, I feel some form of relaxation when I'm watching those candlesticks move.
Mm-hmm.
Even on the four-hour chart. I mean, they barely moves on the four-hour chart at all. But then sometimes, you know, I'll go down to smaller time frames, see what's coming, see what's going, you know, whatever it may be. And, hey, you know, I do this because I love it, mm-hmm. you know. But that's also an emotion. You have to be able to have the emotion to love this so much and be willing to put forth the effort that you're going to stay in it. You're going to defeat the negativity, and you're going to prosper with the positivity afterwards.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So that wraps up for episode 2, emotions behind trading. And I feel like, what should we lead up to our next episode on, the topic that we should really touch base on?
We talked about perception. We've talked about emotion. I don't know. Can we ask one of these people that are within the room with us here?
You could ask, you know, students, like, what do you guys feel like we should talk about?
We got Veen. We got 3. Preston here. What do you guys want to hear from the public?
You guys talk about, like, the consistency in the battle that you guys go through, growing as you guys grow as, like, people and traders.
Growth process. Growth process is good. I think that was good. Starting off with, like, maybe everybody's basic pair, GJ, right?
Oh, yeah. We definitely talk about, like, what pair that you really fall in love with. It's like taking a girl to your prom. Like, realistically, in our generation, we don't really care about who we take. It's who you end up later with. It's right. Kind of like that. So, right. If that makes sense for our audience. So, like, yeah, we could talk about, like, the pairs that we first fell in love, or how much money that we made in that currency pair, you know. So I know there's a lot of people that love certain pairs and they only trade it.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty behind trading, is that you don't need to trade everything. You can trade one.
Yeah. No, I agree. You pick one, stick with it, master mm-hmm. it, move on to another, or just stay with it if you can. I mean, depending on what you decide to wager on lot size,
mm-hmm.
you can succeed going up, going down on one single pair. So, yeah, I definitely would think that that's a great topic, talking about the growth process that we go through, so people can understand that, you know, there are steps to be taken. You don't just, like I said, jump into the deep end like I did.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. So, all right, I'm going to wrap this up. So stay tuned for episode 3. You know, just a growth process when it comes to trading. So just be on the lookout. We will be doing that next week. So, and we are out of here.
Adios.